You see, I'm not even meant to be holding my head up yet, but I do, don't you? He knows when Daddy's home from work as well. His eyes are wide and he's looking and waiting for him to go upstairs and fetch him for his bottle, don't you?
So, Becky, the last time we met was in November. And at that point, you were about 6 months pregnant. And then only a few days later, things changed very quickly, didn't they? Tell us what happened.
Started having contractions on the Sunday. So I got took into Stafford. I'd got an infection, but everything was still intact. All my waters were still intact and everything else. They were just about to write all my discharge letters and everything on the Monday, and my waters went. Blue lighted by ambulance through to Stoke, staying there for a week. And I was 28 weeks and one day when I actually had him.
What was going through your mind at that point?
It was quite scary.
Baby Harry's your third child, isn't he?
It is, yeah.
Were you premature with the other two?
No.
Harry's in his little bouncer. 3 months old now, isn't he? How heavy was he when he was born?
He was £2.9 born and he dropped to £2.2 and he's now £7.4.
And he's now the weight of probably the average newborn baby, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing really, really well. He's doing everything that a three-month-old baby should be doing. Looking, watching you and... he's trying to smile.
He's just chewing on his little cardigan now.
Yeah.
He's also had quite a tour of Staffordshire, hasn't he? He's been in no less than 3 hospitals so far.
Yeah. He started off in Stoke, but because he was doing so well, they transferred him to Stafford. But Stafford was shutting down. He was only there about 2 weeks, and then they transferred him through to Burton.
Were you able to stay overnight with him in all these hospitals, or were you travelling?
Because of having teenagers at home and 2 dogs, and Harry's dad works nights, I couldn't physically stay overnight with him. When he was at Stoke, we was going in twice a week because of travel. It was horrible trying to get to Stoke. It was like 2.5 hours on the bus. When you've had an emergency C-section, it's quite painful. And when we got there, we could only stay for about an hour and a half at the most, and then having to travel to another 2.5 hours back home.
So you're only getting to see your son twice a week?
About twice a week, yeah.
And only then, for an hour or so at a time?
Yeah.
How did that feel, being a new mum, having gone through the trauma you did with his birth, not being able to really be there, though?
It was horrible. It was heartbreaking to leave him. And I was really excited when I was going to see him. And then coming home, I'd just sit in the car really quiet or on the bus really quiet. And I'd get home and I'd just sit and cry because I didn't really feel like his mum. Really didn't feel like his mum properly.
It must be quite a lonely, isolating feeling.
It was. And because of travel as well, when I actually come to having him. So I phoned my partner and my daughter to come over. And because they couldn't get a lift over and the bus would take too long, they didn't get to me until about 7 o'clock at night, where Harry had already been born. He missed everything because by the time he got to go and see Harry, they were putting all his tubes in and positioning all his tubes and everything, so they wouldn't let him see him at first, which really upset him. But they were really, really good with him. Really good. I can't complain how I was treated or moved in an emergency situation like that. He's worth everything, really. He really is worth it all. It's just, it was very emotional.
How did you feel the day that you brought him home?
Numb, excited. Just, I felt like his mum. I actually felt like a mummy and not a visitor. Just didn't want to put him down. Slept all night in the chair with him on my chest because I'd waited 9.5 weeks to sort of have him at home and got used to that, actually. He wasn't going to sleep unless he's in my arms. So it's my own fault.
He's a pampered little boy now.
Oh, yes. Very, very spoiled. Runs the house.